Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Sarah Malka Basar Yitzchak. We hope you enjoyed your fast and that Yom HaKippurim passed well and they get in Kvitel. And we are in the third parak of Masechta Chala, Mishnayos Tes and Yud. Kayotze Bo, similar to the last Mishnah, we're forbidden mixtures of Tevel and non-Tevel mixed together. Zeisei Masik Shenesarvo and Zeisei Nikaf. What happens if you have harvested grapes that get mixed with harvested grapes, which are the ones that the farmer took for himself, and he mixed them together with Zeisei Nikuf. The Zeisei Nikuf he attaches to the tree as gifts for the Aniyim. So the two olives, excuse me, mixed together. Or Inve Batsir, Inve Ololos. Or he has harvested grapes that he harvests for himself that get mixed with clusters that didn't develop normally and as a result are left from the poor. So Yishlo Parnasa Mimakom Acher, if he has a supply elsewhere, so then Motzi Lefi Cheshbon, he has the ability to go ahead and separate Maisros based on the proportion. V'imlav Motzi Truma U'Trumas Maiser Lakol, V'ashar Maiser Maiser Sheni Lefi Cheshbon. Then, if not, he has to separate Truma and Trumas Maiser, which are much more strict situations. He can do that for everything, and the rest, for Maiser Maiser Sheni, he can use the proportion that's there. The rules are not as strict. Anoto sormi isas chiten. What happens if a person separates sourdough from a wheat dough, and he sticks it into uvenosin latoch isas oris? He sticks it into a rice dough. So imyesh batam dagan chayevas bchala. Once he introduces a taste of dagan, that becomes the primary, and it becomes chayev in chala. Bimlav patura. But if not, it's not. It's exempt. Why? Because it doesn't have the taste inside. So if that's the case, how could they have possibly ever put in a rule into effect where they said that Tevel Aser is in the smallest amount? So the min bimino, that's assuming that it's a type within its own type, a taste within its own taste, wheat within wheat, sourdough within dough. But shelo bimino, but no same time. When it mixes with something that is not its own min, like the wheat into the rice, the wheat dough into the rice dough, so then it has to be the determination of whether the chi of chala continues is based on what? It's based on the idea of nisinas tam, does it give a taste or not? Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful kvittel and a terrific day.